This is what creates all the diseases. It's when we put the lid on something, we don't want to see it, to feel it, we don't want to know about it. And it's like it eats away inside of you, you know, like cancer. It's always all the big, all the important diseases. It's always the rejection wound that is at the root of it.
Wow.
So rejection means that I'm rejecting myself. Rejection is not, just feeling rejected by other people. Other people reject me at the same way as I reject myself. In intensity that I reject myself. Why do they reject me? It's just that I attract that to know how much I reject myself.
Hmm.
So if I think somebody is unfair to me and I feel injustice, well, it's because I'm unfair to myself. So instead of trying to change the other person and being angry at the other person, if I'm intelligent, I will start working on myself.
Hallo Herz, schön, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Ich bin Nadine Gerhardt und dieser Podcast ist mein absolutes Herzensprojekt, um dich zu inspirieren auf deinem ganz individuellen Weg zu mehr Fülle, Liebe und Lebensfreude. Hallo, du toller Mensch. Ich freue mich sehr, dass du zu einer neuen Montagsfolge von Hyperbisonic eingeschaltet hast. Das ist nicht selbstverständlich und umso mehr freue ich mich. Und ich kann nur immer wieder sagen, ihr seid großartig, ihr seid mega für euer Feedback, für eure lieben Worte, für all die Fragen, all die Umfragen, die ihr mir so beantwortet, die ich immer wieder bei Instagram in die Story setze. Absoluter Hammer. Meine letzte Umfrage ging um das Thema die neue Rolle als Frau und die neue Rolle als Mann und eben auch, wie die neuen Partnerschaften aussehen könnten. Und ich glaube, ich habe noch nie so viel Feedback bekommen wie zu diesem Thema. Das heißt, ich bin gerade am Aufbereiten. Die nächsten Wochen werden die Podcast-Folgen auch wieder aufeinander aufbauen. Und es braucht auch ein bisschen Zeit. Und ihr habt mir so viel geschickt und dafür bin ich mega dankbar. Ich freue mich auch am Wochenende. Das nächste Wochenende steht das Rebirthing und Sound Healing Retreat in Schlangenbad bei Wiesbaden an. Und falls du noch dabei sein möchtest, melde dich gerne. Wir sind eine große Gruppe diesmal, weil wir haben den ganz großen Raum. Und umso mehr freue ich mich auf dieses Wochenende, ein Vollmondwochenende, was sehr intensiv wird. Das Mandali Retreat in Norditalien, das Silent Retreat, das ist schon ausgebucht und wir haben eine ziemlich lange Warteliste und dann geht es weiter mit Anfang September das Goddess Retreat, White Lotus, nur für Frauen. Und heute machen wir einen Ausflug nach Kanada. Und zwar spreche ich heute mit der wundervollen Lise Bobeau. Und Lise Bobeau zählt zu den bedeutendsten spirituellen Lehrerinnen unserer Zeit. Sie hat mehr als 20 Bücher geschrieben. Und darunter sind auch zahlreiche, die ins Deutsche übersetzt worden sind. Wie zum Beispiel, dein Körper sagt, liebe dich. Höre auf deinen Körper, deinen besten Freund. Das allein wurde schon mehr als 3,5 Millionen Mal verkauft. Dann zum Beispiel das Buch Heile die Wunden deiner Seele. Dein Körper weiß alles über dich und die 5 Wunden der Seele. Und ich selbst lese diese Bücher schon immer mal wieder, auch seit vielen, vielen Jahren. Lise Bobeau begleitet mich schon sehr viele Jahre und sie hat mir nicht nur privat schon geholfen, sondern eben auch im Business, denn auch das kann ich in meinem Job umsetzen. Und ich kann dir die Bücher von ihr sehr, sehr ans Herz legen. Sie hat ein Seminarzentrum in Quebec und das hat sie schon 1982 gegründet und ist jetzt seit mehr als 39 Jahren dabei, ihre Erfahrung, ihr Wissen, all das hinauszugeben in die Welt. Normalerweise reist sie auch ganz viel um den Globus, wenn eben dann nicht das mit dem C wäre. Und umso wichtiger ist es eben jetzt auf die Bücher zurückzugreifen und die Arbeit umzusetzen. Und ja, heute sprechen wir über die 5 Wunden der Seele und tauchen direkt mal damit ein. Und ich wünsche dir heute ganz viel Freude mit diesem großartigen Interview. I would love to talk about the five wounds of the soul. And yeah, I know you have over 20 books that you wrote all the time, and I have read 3 books of it, and I really loved it. I have 2 of them here. Yes, it's in German. And if you look inside, you have a lot of yellow signs, you see?
Yeah. Me, I do the same too when I read.
So I really, really loved it. And yeah, it supported me so much in my private life, also in my business. And this is, I can also thank you so, so much for this. In one of the books, there's an epilogue of your book, Your Body Knows Everything About You. You write a very important sentence. A full library is by no means proof of real progress. I really like it a lot. What does true spiritual development mean for you?
Well, it means that you start working on loving yourself. That's all. A spiritual person is a person that is aware that there's a life beyond the 3 dimensions, beyond the physical, emotional, and mental world. And the spiritual world is beyond that. So, and this is something that we can only feel. We have no proof of it, but we can feel it. And so this is why I'm a very practical person. So this is why I give in my books and in my philosophy and all the workshops very practical tools to go beyond. You know, it's like if you have a backache, well, the tool is all the questions that are, and all my tools are questions always. I help people to find their own answers. It's never us that gives the answers to the other people. And so that the person has the tool for a disease. So there are all the questions. So that person, they find what is the need that they're not listening to. What does their soul need that the ego doesn't want them to have, because the ego is afraid? No. If you are yourself, you will be rejected. You know, the others will not love you anymore. So, this is all my tools is always to help people to become what do they want to be, and which is the what the soul came back here on earth for. We all came back in order to be ourselves and to be able to allow ourselves to be human beings and allow other people to be human beings with highs and lows and faults and qualities and, you know, and fears and courage. And we're all human beings, and that's the only reason for living, all of us. We all have the same reason to keep coming back on earth until we accept ourselves as a human being. So actually it's very simple, you know. The goal of life, the main reason why we come back is simple, but it's so hard to apply it in our everyday life, because the ego has taken all the place on earth. It's just, you know, all this pandemic, there's just a bunch of egos running the world now, you know. They're not, because from ego means they are just in the doing, and so in order to make money or to be loved or to have power, whatever. And that's not thinking about the well-being. Like now we see the children everywhere in the world, they are so affected by this. They cannot play with their friends. They cannot live like children need to. And so this is way completely against the goal of being on Earth. So this is why we are, we call that, in other words, sometimes the darkness and the light, you know. Fear is the darkness, love is the light, and love is just give us ourselves the right to be what we want to be. If I am sick today, that's it, I'm sick today. I'm not a bad person because I'm sick. There's just something I forgot to do about myself. So, you know, just give yourself the right to be a human being. That's all we need to do, all of us. Well, to be spiritual, actually, first you have to be a responsible person. This is why I talk about responsibility all the time, you know. To, as soon as a person knows in the deepest part of themselves, they know that no matter what happens to them, no matter what they attract, somebody yells at them, can't stand the neighbor, whatever happens, mm-hmm. a disease, it's always starting from an inner, from inside of us. We attract them. So if we change what's inside, then we attract something different. Mm-hmm. So I think this is so, when I learned about that was before I started the Kutalk Offset, the Miss over 40 years ago, when I learned what being responsible is, this was a major moment in my life. And I thought, isn't that, like, it's so exciting to know that I have this power, that right. it all comes from me. And I don't have to wait for somebody else to like me or to give me something, but to be happy. I can just start from inside, and I can be the whole master of my life. And to me, this was such a revelation that this is why it's, I guess, having gone for, I was 41 years old when I started my school. It's having lived for 41 years with not knowing that, and you know, it's the way everybody lived. And so I know the difference, and it caught me in such a beautiful state that that's why I had this enthusiasm, natural mm-hmm. enthusiasm inside of me to share it with people. And this is what people tell me. They say, it's so strong, the enthusiasm you have about living, that it's contagious, you know. Mm-hmm. We just talk to you for 10 minutes and we feel fed, we feel great, we have more energy. So I've been told that many, many times. But when they would tell me that, I did not really know what they were talking about, you know. But now I know. Now I know, because it's true. Now I have realized by looking at people around me, especially people my own age, how different my life is and my outlook on life is, even with my sisters and my family. And it's not before I use, before I didn't dare do that because I thought I was being presumptuous, you know, comparing myself. But yeah, that's it, yeah, I'm better than the other. But no, I'm not. I'm just, it just helps me to realize how being responsible and learn to accept myself and accept others where they are, how it has created such a beautiful life for me. And because now I have not one problem. You know, if somebody said to me, which problem would you like to solve? I don't. You know, my family, grandchildren, I have three children, eight grandchildren, two great-granddaughters. And all my family, my friends, my life, I live in a beautiful home. And I mean, everything is going so beautiful in my life. So now I know that it's my enthusiasm and my being always, always in my certitude also. Because even if people say, oh, you, come on, don't, you know, I can't believe this. I can, I said, it's okay. You don't have to believe me. It helps me to believe it. So, and I was never influenced by other people to change this outlook on life that I have.
Wonderful. What are the five wounds of the soul? And why does it hurt so badly sometimes?
Well, actually, we were talking about ego before, and it hurts because our soul suffers that we are listening to the ego before instead of listening to our heart. That's all. As soon as you hurt, as soon as you don't feel good, there's an ill at ease inside of yourself, whether it's psychological or physical. You know right away that you're listening to your ego. And this is, and then this listening to the ego, I have with the philosophy of the five wounds, it is divided in five different ways, but it's always an indication that your ego took over. You let your ego take over, because the ego will only take over if you let them do it. And so this is why if somebody says something and right away says, well, why did she say that? Geez, that's not fair. You know, whoop, my injustice wound just got activated. But then I know it's because my ego is saying that. My ego does not want to accept somebody else's opinion.
And what are the five wounds of the soul?
The five wounds is rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and injustice. So no matter what your problem a person has, it's always related to one or many of the wounds, always. So the more you suffer, and the more it means that many wounds have been activated, and mainly the rejection wound, because some people, we like, you see, in my books, I have shown how to recognize the wound in the body, because the body reflects, our body reflects what's inside. But you sometimes we don't see that we have rejection wound in our body. Like me, I don't see any rejection in my body. But I know that I have, because it's hidden behind the injustice. So rejection and injustice are the two wounds that are connected. And abandonment and betrayal are the other two wounds. So the injustice is the powerful one, and rejection is the quiet one. You know, it's so subtle. It seems like weaker. So this is why we are born with the rejection wound, and then after a few years, when you're about 2 or 3 years old, you start to develop the injustice wound, because it hurts too much, the rejection. So then when you suffer from injustice, you become a very rigid person. So you have the ability to say, no, it doesn't bother me. No, I'm okay. We see our ego say that. No. Now, if you don't want to suffer, just ignore the pain. Put the lid on it, you know? And this is what creates all the diseases. It's when we put the lid on something, we don't want to see it, to feel it, we don't want to know about it. And it's like it eats away inside of you. You know, like cancer, it's always all the important diseases, it's always the rejection wound that is at the root of it.
Wow.
So rejection means that I'm rejecting myself. Rejection is not just feeling rejected by other people. Other people reject me at the same way as I reject myself. The same intensity that I reject myself. That's why do they reject me? It's just that I attract that to know how much I reject myself. So if I think somebody is unfair to me and I feel injustice, well, it's because I'm unfair to myself. So instead of trying to change the other person and being angry at the other person, if I'm intelligent, I will start working on myself. So the minute that I start changing inside, the other people change on the outside. It it happens automatically. This is why the powerful of accepting is strong. Very mm-hmm. acceptance to me is the, you know, acceptance is means loving myself. I give myself the right to be whatever I am. I even if that is not my preference, sometimes I could be impatient. This is what being human is. I cannot be always patient. I cannot be always true and never lie. It's impossible. It's if I want to be like that, because the ego, the rigid person, will do everything to be perfect, so, but they're always controlling themselves.
Mm.
We don't like, nobody wants a life where you have to control, always be, you know, that's fear. And it's not. So I say, okay, today I'm impatient. Well, that's okay. I'm ready to accept the consequences. Maybe the person will not want to talk to me for a day because I'm so impatient. Okay, well, I'm responsible, so I accept the consequence. But what's so beautiful is that once you accept yourself, the other person accepts you. Because I have tested that thousands of times, the other person will say, whoa, I think that today you're quite impatient. I think maybe today it's better that I don't talk to you too much. Is it, you know, the other person will not judge me, will not be angry at me, will just observe that today I'm impatient, mm-hmm. and which is being human, and it doesn't affect our relationship. So this is how we know that we accept ourselves. If the other person says, well, what's wrong with you? You could be a bit nicer to me. Why are you so impatient? You see, if that other person does not like my being like that, it's because I feel guilty about it. I'm not accepting myself.
Mm.
So that's all the wounds, whatever the wound. In a way, I feel bad that people are always trying to see, oh, which wound is it? You know, you don't have to. It doesn't matter if you don't really know which wound mm-hmm. was activated. It's the importance that why I gave all the different ways that we see which wound is being activated. It's just to make you aware that all these behaviors mean that you're listening to your ego.
Mm.
That's also, so it helps people to be more aware of their wounds, but at the same time being aware of their behavior, because the behavior tells you about if you are in your heart or you are in your ego.
If one of the wounds, or maybe all, has been activated, what help in such situations?
What
helps in such situations? What can help?
Oh, just look, just be mm-hmm. aware of it. Just, you don't have to do anything, by the way. Just say, oh, now I see that. Boy, do I really feel bad. I feel it. You just feel it. You just be with yourself. Just do it. Just take a few, breathe, and just be with yourself. And that's it. That's okay. I'm allowed to be a human being. We all have these situations. We have periods where we are more tired, we are more stressed because of, you know, like now we have the big example with this COVID, where people are so stressed because they don't go out enough, they don't mm-hmm. see their friends, they're stuck in a small apartment and they become more violent and they lose patience. And so now it's lots of people feel so guilty about their behavior. So now we have many, many more occasions now to say, well, okay, today I'm like that. Today I've reached my limit. I can't take it anymore, this situation. This is why I'm impatient at the whole world. Okay, this is today. It doesn't mean I'm going to be like that the rest of my life. And so we have compassion for ourselves. We have compassion for the others. And it just, as soon as you center yourself and you accept yourself, there's release, because your home, our real home, is in our heart, not our ego. And this is what it's, but I know it's hard. It's hard because some people have never even heard about it. So even if you are able to do it once a day, well, that's better than before, which was not never. So then you do it a bit more. And then as you do it, it gets easier and easier, because your mind has gotten used to it. Oh yes, when I accept myself or I have compassion for the other person, I stop judging. Oh, it feels so good. So you want to have that feeling, but it will, you will never get it until you develop it yourself.
Very good. Yeah. And mostly the biggest problem is the people don't want to feel that. Yeah.
Well, it's very, this is, you're right about the feeling, because this is something that we've never learned. Our yes. parents never did not teach us to feel. At school, we did not learn how to feel. You know, like very few people have parents that when they were young, the dad or mommy would say, how do you feel today? How do you feel at school? How do you feel with getting older and being an adult? Or, you know, we were not taught that. And mm-hmm. this is why now, this is my next book that's going to come out, is How to Deal with the New Children.
And what is the name again?
How to deal with the new, the children of the Aquarian age, you know?
Oh, wow. When?
Well, now I'm just writing it.
Oh, fantastic.
So it might be the beginning of next year, and before it's translated, I don't know, but how long it takes. But it's, and I start with, even in my book, I start before you have a child. Why do you want a baby?
Oh, you know? Yes. Oh, yes.
And then while you're carrying the baby, and then when with the baby, then when the young child, and when the adolescent, and then as an adult, because parents have problem with their adult children also, because, you know, the adult, he's 25 years old, and he's taking drugs, doesn't want to work, and, you know, always getting money from the parents, and people have, a lot of parents have adult problems, and then how to be the role of the grandparents.
Mm.
So this is my book coming now, because I never wanted to write before, because I would say to the people taking my workshops or reading my books, well, if you apply what I teach, automatically it will help your children. But for some reason, it was, it's the same as the wound, the five wounds. I wrote that book in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then for years, people would say to me, why don't you write another book on how to heal the wounds? I said, well, just read the last chapter in the book. And I said, oh, it's not enough. I have I kept saying, just apply what I teach, because what I teach is how to let go of your ego and go in your heart. Automatically, your wound will start getting smaller and smaller. Oh, well, but they still kept saying, we would like something more specific. And so it took me 15 years before I finally decided to write a book on how to heal the wounds. Mm-hmm. And because that's when I realized that the big problem is that the people, most of the time, don't know that a wound has been activated, that the ego has been activated. So this is why in that book, I talk very much about the ego. So how to become aware that your ego took over. So then you know that a wound is activated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed that I always say activated because I want to make sure that people know that it's never another person that hurts us.
Yes.
If I am born with the wound of rejection, injustice, everything, it's not my mom that rejected me. It's not because she rejected me. No, I was born with, in my soul, decided I was going to come on this next life to work mostly on this, those two wounds. Because we have, all of us have four wounds. The mm-hmm. only one that we don't all have is the humiliation. Because mm-hmm. that one is something specific. And but the other four, rejection and injustice and abandonment and betrayal, those four wounds, we all have them, but different degrees. So mm-hmm. most people have one or two wounds that seem to be more evident, you know, in their behavior. When you look at their bodies, oh boy, this person has a big wound of, you know, betrayal, let's say. But then I know that if that person has a big wound of betrayal in the woman, it's like big hips, for example. And then I know that this person has as big a wound of abandonment, even more hidden behind that, because the betrayal is we cause it in our life. We let it happen so we don't feel the pain of the abandonment, because mm-hmm. you know the wound that hurts the most is rejection. And because it hurts you in your soul, in your being, it's about being. And and the abandonment is the second most mm-hmm. hurting wound also. So this is why we try to hide those from ourselves and from others. You know, like a person who has big controller, they always look like they're very independent and they are tough and they are strong and everything. And when so the abandonment is the opposite. The abandonment is a person that always looks weak and she wants attention all the time from other people, so she feels loved. And so when the betrayal takes over, they say, oh no, me, I'm not dependent. No, can't. It's at the opposite. I'm very independent. I don't need anybody in my life. You see, they put the lid on the wound. This is why it as the years go, the people attract more and more situations to try so that they would become aware of that. Mm-hmm. And this is why after a while the people get big diseases and everything, because They resist the call they're getting from their soul. Why don't you see? You came on earth to be aware of that and to work on that wound. But if you don't want to hear it, you don't want to see it, you don't want to feel it, you're not doing anything. And it's getting bigger instead, you know?
So. Yes, it's so crazy because all the people read the books, go to trainings and do all the stuff, but they don't do the job. I did it by myself when I went to my mentors. It's years ago, but they always said, okay, work with your inner child, work with your inner child. And I said, yeah, I will do that. And I went to every 2 weeks to another workshop, but I haven't done the job at this time. And when I did the real job, then it changed a lot. Yes. And this is very interesting. It's the same, like you said, please read the book again and then do your job, right?
Yeah, we have to put into practice. Because yes. if I read a book and I say, oh, it's such a good book, I love that book, and you don't do anything different in your life, yes. it's just mental. You just... You put more things in your mental dimension, but it's not helping you soul-wise. It's not helping your life at all. You just have more knowledge. Mm-hmm. The knowledge has to be at the service of the soul and not just kept there in your mental dimension.
That's wonderful said.
It's flying by. I could talk with you all day, but... You're very easy to talk with, and I like your smile.
Have you healed the soul wounds in you all? Or is it coming up again sometimes?
Oh, yes, it still comes up. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't believe that you will never have it. One day will happen when you don't have situations where you feel rejected, abandoned, or you feel unfair, you know, not just and everything. These situations will always happen in your life. But the secret is to not to let it bother you, to just be with it. So now with all the tools that I have, when I have an emotion, I get angry at something, it lasts 1-2 minutes, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah, because right away I said, oh.
Yes.
I said, oh, now that's my ego. And so it's unbelievable because I've been working on my ego now for more than 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I still discover things, behaviors that I have that I have never seen before, that it was my ego. So this is why it's a never-ending duty that we have towards ourselves. And then some people say sometimes, well, Lise, do you think this will be your last life because you've been doing so much work on yourself? I said, who cares? Because if I, you know, right now I live in heaven. So if I come back, I will continue living in heaven, mm-hmm. heaven on earth or heaven in the other world. To me, I don't mind. And so this is why, you know, because people say sometimes, well, I have decided that this will be my last life. I will not come back. You might get a surprise.
Oh, we will see.
Because just by saying that, it means that they don't enjoy their life. That's why mm-hmm. they don't want to come back. So it's yes. sure they won't come back. And so this is why it doesn't matter to me whether I come back or not, because I know that whatever I've done is good for my soul, and that's all I want to
perfect.
Know.
Perfect.
You know, from the other time, and do everything I can while I'm still yeah. around.
Yes. Yeah. So my very last questions: what are the positive effects of the gradual healing of wounds, such as physical changes, etc.?
Well, physically is that you are never sick for long. You know, whatever mm-hmm. you have at the beginning of a little. Unease in your body, and you can fix it right away. Like to me, I'm not afraid of being sick or having an accident, because I know that I will be getting a message. And then as soon as you have the message, like I know people who break their arm in 2 pieces. And 3 weeks after it's healed, nobody can understand the medicine. They don't understand. They take the cast off and they say, it's healed, because that person, you know, understood the message. And so it's, you know, it's just a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of life is beautiful. Like, I love to walk outside. Like, I enjoy so many things. And so this is worth it, because now at my age, I can see that I have the body of a 50-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And I have the same energy. I mean, I do more work in 1 week than many people half my age don't do. So I can see now in my life the benefits of always being aware. I know that it's easy for me to always be aware, because I teach it, I talk about it, I write about it all the time. Because I understand that it's harder for somebody that lives in an environment that don't have all this help, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's up to us to create that, to make it happen, because it only takes one person in a family that to be like that. Like, let's say the mother decides to do some changes, but the mother, and it's not trying to change the others, because if you say, now I'm working myself, so you better do it too, because that, but then we'll be at the same level. No, that's ego talking. Mm-hmm. So see, the, if she, if that woman just keeps telling her children, her husband or her family, how, you know, how well she's feeling, and the others will see it too, well, it spreads, and they start wanting to get that too, you know. They will do it in their own time. And I know that my children used to laugh at me when they were teenagers, you know, and I said, like, when I would tell them that when they had the sore throat or whatever, I said, okay, you know, do you want me to tell you what your body's telling you? And it's, oh, never mind. No, I don't want to know. You know, they would laugh at me. And then I remember, I still remember, my son was about 15, 16 years old, I guess. And he was playing a musician. So he had his little orchestra. So with his friends would come in the playroom and they would play music. Then all of a sudden, one of his friends comes up in the kitchen and he says to me, Madame Bourbeau, I have a question for you. I have very bad sore knee. Could you help me? Because Tony told me that that you know the message of the disease. And my son in front of me never wanted to admit that it was good what I was doing. But then his friend, and it was so cute because all the other guys came over and all of a sudden we're all around them. There were 4 or 5 young men around me and I'm explaining to them. And so this is why it's, even if we don't force, we must not force other people to do the same kind of work we're doing. But it really, I find it's very contagious.
Yeah.
So all I can say is just start planning. So we have to decide. I decide I want to do it, first decide, and then apply it at least, you know, a few, one, two, three times a day, little actions, and then it starts getting easier. That's the message that I can give to your people.
War das wieder ein tolles Interview mit Lise Bourbeau. Und ich hoffe sehr, dass du einiges wieder mitnehmen konntest. Ich möchte mit ein paar Worten aus dem Buch Dein Körper weiß alles über dich beenden. Und zwar, wenn die Macht der Liebe die Liebe zur Macht ersetzt hat, dann wird der Mensch einen anderen Namen haben. Gott. Und das Ganze ist von Sri Jim Noy. Und Lise spricht aus über 39 Jahren Erfahrung. Sie hat so viel Feedback zu den Büchern bekommen. Sie hat in ihrem Ausbildungszentrum in Quebec so viele Menschen, millionenfach Menschen ein- und ausgehen sehen. Und so viele Menschen aus der ganzen Welt konnten dort Themen erlösen, in Heilung bringen, transformieren. Und ja, ich kann dir vor allen Dingen die Bücher Heile die Wunden deiner Seele, Dein Körper weiß alles über dich und Die 5 Wunden der Seele so, so sehr ans Herz legen, sollte jeder Laie, jeder Therapeut, jeder Coach einmal gelesen haben, denn sie sind so sehr aufschlussreich, vor allen Dingen was das Körperreading, das Bodyreading angeht, Körperformen, Körperhaltung, was die seelischen Wunden und Wunder das auch dahinter sind. Und ich wünsche dir eine großartige Woche, einen tollen Tag und wisse, dass es niemals Zufälle gibt und dass ja jede Begegnung die richtige ist. Namaste und Satnam, deine Nadine.